Welcome once again to another edition of the Author's Corner here on 91.7 FM, KNEO, The Word. I'm Andy Farmer, your host on the program, and with me today we have a first-time guest. Her name is Jan Coates. She's the author of the book we'll be talking about today called Attitudinize, 10 Secrets to a Positive You. It's published by Beacon Hill Press of Kansas City. They're part of the Nazarene Publishing House, and we'll tell you a little bit more about those folks at the end of the program. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Jan. Jan Coates is a popular speaker, author of Set Free, founder of Set Free Today Ministry, and is president of Jan Coates Consulting. She's written for the Boston Globe, Inc. magazine, Christian Women Today, and CBN.com. She's been a contributing author for Miracle of Hope, The Spirit-Filled Believer, Then Comes Morning, When God Steps In, and Extraordinary Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. Jan Coates, welcome to our Author's Corner program. It is a pleasure to have you visit with us today.
Well, thank you, Andy. It's a pleasure to be here.
As we start out with the questions that we have for you today, let me preface it with this quote that we have on the sheet here. A positive perspective requires much more than simply seeing the glass as half full. It requires seeing the glass overflowing with grace, joy, and peace. That really touches my heart.
Thank you.
Hey, let's get right into the questions here. What do you mean by the fast food attitude many people have today?
Well, this fast food new attitude mentality promises instant gratification and a happy face without any real substance to back it up. You know what I mean? Did people go to these rah-rah seminars with, and you ask them 2 days later, well, what did you learn from that seminar? And they go, well, I don't know, but it felt good at the time.
I've been there before.
And then we seek that temporary happy face that can be produced by impulsive shopping, junk food indulgence. I have so many girlfriends that say, oh, I just had my chocolate and I am so good. Or on the other extreme, indulgences in alcohol or in drugs, you name it. Those are temporary things, and I say things, that bring us temporary instant gratification. But let me say this loud and clear, that a godly positive attitude is not something that goes on around you. Rather, it resides within you.
And Jan, you come out of a professional business background. Have you written Attitudinize from your experience and observations in the corporate world?
To a certain degree, yes, but this is definitely a faith-based book, and the scripture is interwoven in every single page. But in my previous life, I was a sales manager for a major Fortune 100 computer company, and I noticed back then, and it's still today, it hasn't changed, and it's been this way for hundreds of years, but a determining factor for a person's success is their attitude. If a person would say, you know what, I can't get an appointment, I can't do this, I can't do that, it stems back to an attitude, a can-do attitude, and that affects every single one of us. Our attitudes are important in every aspect of our lives.
And speaking of your attitude, that, as you said, that's where the success in life comes from. 87% of the Stanford research study is the result that you were quoting there, correct?
Right. Okay. 87%. What their research study said was that 87% of our success in life comes from our attitude. So that means that 13% of our success in life is based on skill and aptitude. So you see that it's very lopsided. It's attitude, and it's mind over matter. But we can't have that mind over matter if we're not committed to Christ. Our attitude is more important than education, intelligence, and giftedness. It can build up a church, a business, an organization, or a family, or it can destroy. So we've got to look at it. The attitude is the determining factor on positive or negative environments. But we also have to remember this, that it's not bought or manufactured. Rather, it's part of our heart, mind, body, and spirit. And the good news, Andy, is that for anyone struggling to achieve and maintain a positive perspective is this. Change is possible, and it begins within. Matthew 5:8 from the Message says, you're blessed when you get your inside world your mind and your heart put right. And that scripture is the very basis of my book, Attitudinize.
The book is called Attitudinize, as you just said, 10 Secrets to a Positive You, authored by Jan Coates, our guest here on the Author's Corner program, again published by Beacon Hill Press of Kansas City. More about them in just a few moments. Back to the book here. The 80s, it was full of the power of positive thinking books. So how is your book different?
Well, first off, Attitudinize is not a self-help book. Rather, it is a Christian living book that focuses on God's divine power to transform us from caterpillars to butterflies. It features concrete biblical solutions to help readers create a new perspective, one that will have lasting results. And there's a lot of interactive activities, read now, use today exercises, and it's written on my past experience as well. I interweave story at life application, and it also includes the tools to equip the reader with bite-sized applications and exercises and questions. And I've been told that it's very inspiring and it's life-changing.
Well, in general, do you see more women than men who get caught up in negative thinking?
Well, I think because women tend to be more emotional, it's easier to recognize negativity in women. And men tend to disguise it a little bit better. But with regardless of whether it's a man or a woman, put sex and gender aside, we have to understand that people can't make us happy. Circumstances can't make us happy. Food and clothing can't make us happy. We have what it takes to experience joy to the fullest right inside of us. The love and power of Jesus Christ.
Well, in our minds, as you say in your book, are often a battlefield fraught with fear, worry, or stress. Can you give us any tips for controlling how we think?
Yes, I can. I'm going to recommend that your listeners read Matthew 5, 3 through 10, and that's the Beatitudes, but read it in the Message translation. And the Message lists everything as a blessing. And I believe that that is the translation for today's living. We are blessed when our thoughts are clean. We are blessed when we put Jesus first. We are blessed. We're blessed when we wake up in the morning, if we look at it that way. So read these words from Matthew 5, 3 through 10 from the Message, and affirm God's written word and emblazon those words on your heart. And remind yourself over and over that you're blessed. Start a little log and record your progress. I do a lot of speaking for women's ministries and for organizations. I often ask the audience a simple question. I'll go, raise your right hand if you all woke up this morning. And people are looking at me, and pretty soon they get it and they raise their right hand. And I said, so for those of you that just raised your hand, how many of you, when you woke up, sat up in bed, dangled your legs over the side of the bed, and said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is going to be the best day yet. And then all the hands go down. But you see, when we have the right attitude, we can say, thank you, Lord. I woke up. That's a blessing. God has a mission for us. And also thank the Lord that he loves us. And then that just starts our day off on the right momentum.
Again, Jan Coates, our guest on the Author's Corner program. She's the author of the book we're talking about today, Attitudinize, 10 Secrets to a Positive You, as we said, published by Beacon Hill Press of Kansas City. And that's part of the Nazarene Publishing House. And you can find out more about the book on their website, and that would be at nph.com. That's NPH for Nazarene Publishing House, .com. And I understand as well, Jan, that you have a website. Would you tell our listeners what that is and more about your ministry and your work there in Texas?
All righty. Okay. My website is www.jancoates.com. And my ministry reaches out. I'm an international speaker and writer. I have several published books, including Attitudinize. And my ministry helps people who have a past, which is every one of us, embrace a future filled with Jesus Christ.
Well, Jan, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to visit with us. And it was a pleasure to get to know you and to visit with you and talk about your book on our program today.
Well, thank you, Andy, and thank you to your listeners, and God bless you.
The book is Attitudinize, 10 Secrets to a Positive You. The author, our guest, Jan Coates, again published by Beacon Hill Press of Kansas City. And that is our Author's Corner for today. I'm Andy Farmer.